So, Alex, how is the tour with, it's FFS, and for those that don't know, FFS is a combination, I guess, of Franz Ferdinand and Sparks, correct?
Yeah, that's right, that's right. The tour's been fantastic. It's been really wonderful. You know, when we started this project, we had no idea what it was going to be. We started writing some songs together, and we didn't know whether we were going to record them, never mind make an album, never mind make a tour and get over to North America in the end. And so far, it's been fantastic. We've played a lot of shows around Europe, and we went over to Japan as well. And the response has been, yeah, much greater than we could have ever hoped for. It's been really cool.
When I first got into radio 15 years ago, the guy I worked with was just a Sparks fanatic, and he'd always be playing Sparks. Because Sparks are not, it's not like they're a household name. They were never, you know, a hugely popular band, but there was a certain group of people just loved them, and he would play them all the time. And I gotta say, I didn't get it. I just wonder, are Sparks one of those bands that it's either yay or nay? There's no in between.
I think the kind of band that they've got such a wide back catalogue that for a lot of people it's finding that song that lets you into the band. I know there's loads of bands like that I loved. I mean, I remember when I was a teenager, loads of my pals were into the Smiths, for example, and I just didn't get it. And then one of my pals got me What Difference Does It Make as a 7-inch single, and it was, oh, this is amazing, right? I love this. And from that point on, I discovered, I understood what the rest of the band was. And I also think Sparks have a different profile in the UK compared to North America. They were kind of big pop stars over here in the 1970s when they did the Come Over My House album, and particularly the song This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us. So I guess culturally they have maybe a different sort of resonance over here compared to North America. But yeah, I'd say, rather than you either get them or you don't get them, you just need to find your way into them.
It's so funny. You just flashed me back to the... So I grew up in Dublin, and my brother, who was a little bit older than me, was a Sparks fan. And when you just said, this town ain't big enough for the both of us, I'm like, oh, my God. I just remember that playing all the time in his little dance set record player.
Okay. Yeah. It was... Yeah, I mean, I'm a wee, like, probably like yourself, like maybe just a bit young to like kind of have been a fan of them at that point.
Yeah.
So I guess I discovered them in retrospect, but it did. Like, they were like a teeny bopper band over here at that time as well. They were kind of a weird band. They were seen as a kind of an intellectual art house band, and at the same time, all the teeny boppers loved a bit like Roxy Music, you know, like they sort of like dealt with both sides of things. They had the critics stroking their chins, and they had the teeny boppers waiting outside the concerts.
Certainly for Franz Ferdinand fans who may not be familiar with Sparks, they should know that your guys are probably heavily influenced by Sparks, right?
Yeah, I mean, I really loved Sparks, and I particularly loved their attitude towards making music, because one thing I always thought they did was they still loved, I guess, what you would loosely call pop music, right? Music that's really direct and has a good melody and yet is maybe unconventional at the same time, which is kind of what we were trying to do as well, you know, like trying to make that music which kind of really moves you, makes you want to get out of your seat and kind of move, and it's got a good tune to it, while still trying to do something different at the same time. And and even at the very beginning of Franz Ferdinand, one of the first songs we tried to play was a cover of a Sparks song called Achu. So it's a bit of a treat for us getting to do this tour with Ryan Russell.
How did it happen? Did you reach out and say, do you want to make a record together, or...
Well, it's a little bit of a longer story than just that. What happened, we first met in 2004, just after Take Me Out had come out, and I think it was just after the single had come out and just before the album had come out. They'd heard the single and had liked it, and they wanted to find out more about the band, and they got copies of The Enemy sent over to Los Angeles, and they read an article, an interview with us, and in the interview, I was asked who my favorite bands were, and one of them happened to be Sparks. So Ron and Russell said, this band are great, let's meet up with them. So we met up and had a coffee in the Roosevelt Hotel in L.A., and at that point, we talked vaguely about maybe doing a split single together or something like that, but everything was kind of insane for us at that time. We didn't really have the opportunity to do something. And then we didn't really see them again for a while, so like vaguely kept in touch. And then Where was it now? A couple of years ago, I was in San Francisco. I'd broken a tooth. My tour manager had given me the address of a dentist who happened to be Hugh Lewis's dentist. Tour managers across the world, they're all pals with each other.
Right.
They have this network of tour managers.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you've broken your tooth. Hugh Lewis's tour manager, he's in San Francisco. He's got a great dentist. So anyway, I was downtown San Francisco, totally lost. I couldn't find the dentist. Then I heard this voice behind me saying, "Alex, is that you?" And I turned around and it was Ryan Russell. And he said, "What are you doing in town?" And I'm looking for Hugh Lewis's dentist. "What are you doing in town?" And they were playing a gig. And we hooked up after their show and started talking about it. And then before we knew it, we had an album's worth of material and thought, let's make an album together.
That is such a great story. And I have a feeling Huey Lewis's dentist is probably listening to this. Do you remember his name?
I can't remember his name, actually. He had a really good smile. That's all I can say. A very healthy smile. And he fixed my tooth just fine. So, if you're looking for a rock star dentist, Huey's dentist is your man.
That is so good. That's great to see. Well, listen, we're dying to see you when you play at the Fox. FFS is playing at the Fox in Oakland on October 15th. So, do you guys do any of your own stuff? Do Sparks do any of their own stuff? Or is it purely the album and the collaboration?
Well, the way we feel about it, it's like FFS is pretty much a new band.
You
know, like of course, it's got all the members of Sparks and all the members of Franz Ferdinand in it. And so we've made this record and we really want to play these songs. But we also feel it would be kind of weird to not play songs that both of us have done in our previous incarnations. But what's kind of cool about it is it feels almost like it's FFS covering the songs of Franz Ferdinand and covering the songs of Sparks as well.
That's cool.
And yeah, we've only got one album with FFS, and you know we want to do a longer show than just one album. So yeah, there will be, and I think the way we're approaching it is we're trying to like play older songs that would be familiar to people, and maybe a couple of to please the super fans as well. So we'll maybe go off in a few other directions too, and go a little deeper.
It's interesting that we just had a fest. Have you guys ever played at Outside Lands, the festival here?
Yes, we did. We played. I'm trying to think. Like it was maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
It was the year that Stevie Wonder and Jack White were playing.
Yeah, that's 3 or 4 years ago. So we just had it, and I was what you said made me think of something. Nate Roos from the band. And Fun. I don't know if Fun a big deal in the UK like they are here.
Oh no, I remember they played that same year. They played before us same stage, because I think we had dressing rooms right next to each other, and it was the year that they were just beginning to explode. I know the band.
But it's funny you were saying that, and Nate Roos has a solo album now, but he played at Outside Lands, and all he did was Fun hits, and it was really peculiar. Because I was going...
Oh, really? Right, okay.
Yeah, because
right.
I bet he wants to play his new stuff, but it's a festival and you kind of got to play the hit. So it was kind of weird. So I was just wondering how that does work when people want to hear the old stuff or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I guess with that, like with us, I think if we had 4 albums worth of FFS material and we were still filling the set with Franz and Spark songs, it would feel weird. But with one album, there's plenty of space to play other songs as well. The balance feels really good, and it feels natural. And we love the record as well. It's been really fun, and when we started it, like I said, we had no idea how it was going to pan out. We didn't know what we were going to do, and we certainly had no idea of how people were going to respond. And the positive response has been really great, really, really cool.
Well, we're going to play something off the record right now, and we look forward to seeing you guys FFS at the Fox in Oakland October 15th. Take care, and look after your teeth. Don't come with another toothache.
I'll try to break any this time. Thanks very much, Craig. Love to talk to you.
See you, Alex. Bye.